reasonably important. You know, but if it goes, it goes. You know, nothing stays the same.
Well, it's a sanctuary. It's a focal point. It's somewhere where people congregate. I mean, I've been many times to different shows. I've lived here all my life, and it seems strange to imagine it not being there.
A lot of people put a lot of work into it. I do know a lot of people that go as well, so I think that will be a bit of a shame if it does close.
When people speak of Felixstowe, they mention the Spa Pavilion. It's not a big loss to me, but I can imagine it'd be a big loss to the people who live here.
I think they should really make it smaller, because it's quite a big auditorium. I don't think they can fill it full up. So if it was to make it smaller, perhaps they would make it a better venue and get the people in there. I think it's quite a large venue to maintain, and I quite understand why they can't run it, because I don't know if it's fully booked all the time, but it's not always been fully booked when I've been in there. So
it's fairly inevitable, really, I think. But having said that, there's a campaign to try and keep it going with volunteers, etc. I'm not quite sure who's heading it, but it's quite worthwhile.
Why do you feel it's inevitable that it's going to close?
Well, I just think it is. All the regional theatres are struggling.
What kind of impact do you think it will have on the community as a whole in Felixstowe?
Devastating, I should think, because, you know, Felixstowe hasn't really got a lot to offer as regards to entertainment, so if you lose that, it's a done job.
Yeah, that is. As I said before, there's nothing else. If that goes, then people here have got nothing else they can go to. They just have to travel in Ipswich all the time, won't they?
What did you think of the plays you've seen there? Is it a good facility?
Very good. I like it. I mean, I used to come and see the summer shows when they were down there. Windsor Davis and Donna Stell and all those. We always used to bring the children down to see the summer show. So we did use it quite a lot at one time, but I don't use it so much now, no. It's still a lovely venue.
Sounds like you've got some fond memories, though.
Oh, yes, yeah.
It brings a smile to your face,
yes,
thinking
it does. Yeah, it had some good shows. And the pantomimes. I always used to take my children to the pantomimes, you know. So that was a Christmas treat, so we always used to go to them.
And there's been quite a few famous faces that have appeared there over the years, haven't there?
I mean, there's Edmund Hockeridge. I can remember him being here. And as I say, Windsor Davis and Donna Stell.
Yes, it's pretty good. You know, there's no problems with it, so I think more people should use it. So
there used to be a bandstand, I believe, years ago. Now it's turned into the Spa Pavilion. Shows there. They're pretty limited to what they can do, because they don't have a fly tower, so they can't fly the scenery up and down, so they have to bring it in from the side on tracks, which is quite interesting, because they paint it on canvases and just pull them in. So it's quite unique in that way, you know.
I think it's quite a good amenity for the town, and I think if, when you go down the other part of Felixstowe along Sea Road
towards the pier,
the derelict North Sea Hotel, I think it's sad. If they was to rejuvenate places like that, I think it would bring a lot more people down to Felixstowe.
Spa Pavilion has been open for a long time now. They've had some great acts over the years. Do you think part of the heart and soul of Felixstowe does belong in the Spa Pavilion?
I think we think it's a marvellous place. We think that's lovely. You know, it's a good facility, and it'd be just a shame to lose it. And as I said, if it got in the right hands, surely it must be viable. It must be.